Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
Excuse me.
Hello.
This segment was
brilliant. We had a good time that night.
You know, I could just see you all in between the takes going to saying things like, oh, this will really
get him.
This will bust his buttons. This segment, and you know that my whole life is self-deprecation, so you
didn't do it. So it fits right in.
You could have done even more, and I would have loved it.
So Jessica in Garfield, New Jersey, is on the line with us. She's known on eBay as the Busy Bag Lady. Yeah. Hey, Jessica, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I have a question about the inventory feature that I believe it was CJ brought up last week. I tried to access it, and I can't seem to find it. The inventory feature, she was doing the top four tools that sellers kind of miss.
Exactly.
Missed it. You can't even find it.
Griff, do you have a
where
store?
Where do we find it?
True. I do have a store, yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes, I think you'll find the link, if I remember correcting. So there is.
I thought she said go to active listings and then it would be in the top left corner.
Yeah,
but she said, I could be wrong.
So I think we used to call that inventory, and I think it's available if you don't have Seller Hub. Do you have Seller Hub?
I do, yeah.
So that may be, there's a kind of updated version of inventory called listing templates. And I think that may be what she's talking about. She can also be taught. Let me just make a quick trip there because I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to go to the Manage My Store links because I know it used to be there as well. Related links. And I don't see it. Selling Manager Pro. Does that take me back? No, it takes you to Seller Hub. Yeah. So I think if you go your Seller Hub, and then under listings, look for, I got to go back there, sorry, templates. I think those templates are taking the place of the old inventory feature.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought of that when she said it, the four tools, I thought, I'm not so sure that's available. I could be wrong. If I go to help and contact, sorry, I'm doing this on the air because I wasn't.
That's okay. We're with you.
No, I appreciate it.
Inventory.
It sounded amazing to me, so hopefully it sounds amazing to other people and it'll help others as well.
Yeah, I think we're looking at these now as they're called selling templates.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what these are because I haven't seen the old inventory feature for a while. I used to have it in my, when I went to manage my store because I'd fooled around with it for a while, but I haven't seen that link in a while. I think maybe what we're talking about is the listing templates.
Okay. I tried to look it up various ways in Google, and the only thing I kind of came up with it, but it seemed dated, was that maybe I needed to be subscribed to a pro version. But she didn't mention that, so I thought maybe, I don't know if there is a pro version.
So there was this old Selling Manager Pro tool, which I think some sellers may still be using as opposed to Seller Hub, although that's going to be completely eliminated or sunsetted during the year this year. There was something called Inventory, and you created listing templates there. That tool now is called Listing Templates, and it's under Seller Hub, and it's a updated version of that old tool.
Okay, thanks. I'll definitely check into that. And one other quick question. As far as the GoDaddy bookkeeping goes, do you know, if I were to subscribe to that now, do you know if that links any historical information? Like, would that help me for taxes for 2017, or is it just from
it depends on forward? It depends on the financial institutions that you use, how far back they provide records. So if, for example, one of the banks that I am using, hopefully not forever, only keeps data for the last 90 days. They're following the eBay model, which I find infuriating, by the way. Why not keep, if you're a seller, I might be in business, I might need the data for at least a year. So, but you would, if you were doing this as a setup and you wanted to get 2017 added in your bank and or credit cards, PayPal and eBay, well, no, eBay won't, but PayPal keeps the data. You can tie your PayPal account, your eBay account, any bank or credit or debit card to your GoDaddy online bookkeeping. And as long as you're active and you make sure the links, because you have to check those links every now and then, make sure they haven't gone down. I check mine every month. It goes and pulls data dynamically in real time from those accounts. You've given it permission to do so and then enters it into GoDaddy. It's why I love the program.
Or you can do it manually.
But if you're looking, if your bank information online does not go back all the way through 2017, you'll have to figure out what those cutoff points are and then maybe enter it manually for that year.
Okay. Yeah, I was planning on doing manual and I keep putting it off and putting it off and now it feels like a monster for me. I wound up doing more business than I thought I would this year. It was
Yay!
It could be a mixed blessing.
Yay! You know, CJ
right,
just,
now I'm going, oh my gosh.
CJ just put this up on the chat room. I believe you have to have Selling Manager Pro to get to inventory and selling templates are available through Seller Hub. Somebody was asking where they were available.
Okay. All right.
That's Griff, does that sound right?
Say it again.
Okay. So CJ said, I believe you have to have Selling Manager Pro to get to inventory, and selling templates are available through Seller Hub.
Right. And most, and I don't have Selling Manager Pro anymore. I have Seller Hub.
Right. Which everybody should be using.
Yeah.
At this point, probably.
Okay. So it's not something to switch to because it will be phased out anyway.
What? Switching to what?
Selling Manager Pro, just to access that feature.
Yeah, I would not. I definitely wouldn't make that sort of investment. I would be with Seller Hub, and I would be creating selling templates through Seller Hub. If you go to, if you go to Help and Contact at the top of any eBay page, they'll and you type in inventory, you'll see a link show up that says selling templates, and if you click on it, it explains how you create them in Seller Hub and how you create them if you're still using Selling Manager Pro.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, and then just to clarify the GoDaddy bookkeeping. So if I were to, I really only use PayPal. I don't, that's, everything goes through there.
Oh, so well then your life may be, so once you connect it to PayPal, it's going to, it'll collect all the data for last year and beyond. It goes back and pulls data. Yeah.
Hooray.
That is so worth it. And then, so, but it would only do 90 days worth of final value fees. Is that correct through eBay that I would have to put in, which is fine?
Maybe. I'm not absolutely sure. There may, that particular feature of our numbers may actually go back a year. Cause I think it may be in conjunction with PayPal. So it depends. Try it and see.
Okay. Yeah, I think I will. Whatever can relieve any of this.
So CJ says, I have both Selling Manager Pro and Seller Hub.
How?
I don't know.
Huh.
She's good.
In the same account?
I don't know. CJ, call us, honey. Please. Give us a call.
Yeah, because once you've switched to Seller Hub, you don't have Selling Manager Pro anymore. I don't have it. I can't get to it. Tried.
Huh.
It's not there.
Hi, Jessica Beth from Levittown, Pennsylvania. She's known as Wodyland. I don't know if you know Beth, but very knowledgeable about all things eBay. She's been with eBay for a long, long time, been a seller. Beth, you said you had something on this topic you wanted to discuss?
I do. Actually, you can get the inventory from the Seller Hub.
Oh, you can? Tell us.
Go to the listings page, just like you said.
Yes.
Because when you said that, I did it. And at the top left of the navigation bar, it says
there's a link for
and
inventory.
And then it goes down and says inventory, and it takes you right to the inventory page.
Oh, thank you so much. My eyes didn't see that. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, well, mine didn't either, but I kept futzing around with it till I found it.
So, Jessica, did you hear that?
So, yes, so it's the top, I keep looking on the top left. I don't know why I didn't see anything. The top left of
Seller Hub.
From your active listing page, right?
No, not the active listing page. Just click on listings and the top bar.
Oh.
And then right next to manage active listings, you see there's a link that says inventory.
Do you see that now?
Oh, you know what? I'm parked in a parking lot because I pick up my son from preschool at 3.
Oh.
So this is always a funny time for me to try to get into call, and I actually try to leave early. And have
so get her to the seller hub, blah, just blah, blah. In case. Do you know how to get to the seller hub?
So, well, listen, yeah. Jessica, when you get home, I put the link to the inventory page into the chat board for this program.
Thank you.
And the directions for how I stand it. So you can look at it when you get home.
I'm just going to open some mail because I'm an idiot.
So here's the deal. You have to get to the seller hub first, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking on my phone.
Yeah, it's hard to see seller hub on your phone.
Yeah, and you can't see your listing very well on your phone either. So
when you get home, just go to seller hub and then go to listings. You'll see the link right next to the active listings page, and there you'll be.
I will,
Jessica,
that's
right up there.
Thank you so much for your call today. Call us back anytime,
You
helped us with this.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Beth, you have anything else for us today?
I do, since I'm already on here. I have a PayPal shipping.
Yeah.
And I know you guys don't own PayPal anymore, but I've brought this to eBay for Business, and I've...
There's our music. We'll
Beth,
be right back.
Beth, hold on, because I want to hear this question.
Then we've got Tom after Beth.
Yeah, so Beth, hold on. We're going to take a short break. This segment was brought to you by Adisha, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's 6 plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy, too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 438.
So you've taken eye-catching photos and crafted a key-rich title. That's a good start. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She says tell a story about the photo, but seal the deal.
You've got to tell the story. You've got to ask for the sale. You know, when you go buy a car, the guy is always closing, especially if you're selling something that's a collectible or a unique item. Tell them, I'm shipping with tracking. You need to ship with tracking and get the item out within 24 hours. Tell the people that in your listing. Ask for the sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Boak. B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're ready to dish your listing when you call us at 888-723-4630. But first,
we're on with Beth.
Back to Beth.
Beth, ask your question again.
Okay. I use PayPal shipping a lot for my eBay shipping. I have a shipping manager that's used to it. I don't have to explain every blessed thing to it, so we're sticking with it for the time being. However, since about December, PayPal is not putting tracking numbers into eBay, which is causing, like, giving me agita. I've called PayPal. I've called eBay. I talked to eBay for Business. eBay for Business and the eBay customer service people tell me, well, we don't own PayPal anymore, which has nothing to do with it. It worked until December. I don't know why it doesn't work now, and I can't get an answer from anybody. So do you have any clues?
No, a single one.
Okay.
So, my advice would be, so I'm curious as to why not just use the eBay print label flow? It's so easy.
Listen, how old are you? He's older. I'm not going to argue about this with him every day, or I'll be divorced by next week.
Oh, it's your husband. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say no more.
We all get that one.
I stand corrected. I stand silent.
I know people who are still using PayPal shipping, and their tracking numbers are going over, but mine are not, and I cannot figure out why. And nobody else seems to think it's really a problem. They seem to think I should just call the other, whichever party I'm calling says call the other one.
Right. Well, you know, this may, let's look a little closer. So if you just send me a quick synopsis of the details to griffin@ebay.com, Beth, I'll send it, forward it over to the, to Greg and company at the shipping team and ask them to take a closer look.
How's
Marvelous.
That?
I'd appreciate it. Maybe they'll listen to you because nobody listens to me anyway. So.
Oh,
well,
Beth,
no
I
one
listen
listens
to you.
Me either anymore.
I listen to you, Beth.
I spend most of my day in meetings rolling my eyes.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate your call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as PA_Dutch_auctions. I suppose that stands for Pennsylvania Dutch Auctions.
This sounds like a new user ID.
It does. Well, he has more than one.
It does, and it is. It's my Mad Money account.
Mad Money, okay.
Yeah, fishing money, whatever you want to call it.
I only get mad at money when I don't have it.
Well, anyway, hello to both of you. And I called Griff to, I had mentioned to you a while back that I was going to teach a class at the local community college.
Yes, I remember that.
And that's happening this Saturday. And I've got six students. I was wondering if you could, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, record a short, welcome message and just email it to me.
Record, I don't understand what you mean.
I just say hello to the class. Hello from Griff at eBay.
You know, we thought about that at one time, and then poor Griff would be sitting. If we did it for one person, poor Griff would be sitting there every day recording something in the studio.
You mean an audio recording?
Yeah, video.
Yeah, it can be audio or video, whatever, or nothing at all.
It's kind of so. That kind of request, I actually have to have that request sent through our corporate communications department. I know. I'm sorry to say.
I'm sorry. Hey, at least I tried.
You can give him my email address, though. That's better than a recorded message.
But Griff, you could on some, not Saturday, but on one of their meetups or something, Skype in.
I can do that. Yeah.
But that's got to be set up in advance, Tom.
I have to book it in advance. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done that with us, and it worked out well. This is. Of course, strictly on eBay, and it's basics. Six students that can learn how to sell on eBay. So
Tom, are you moving around or moving something around or something? Because we're hearing hard noise.
No, actually, I'm not moving at all.
Okay.
Your phone screener did say there was trouble. She actually had to call me back to get a clearer line.
Oh,
okay. That's just, that happens.
That
There's
happens.
Nothing we can do.
Okay, Tom, I hope we helped you today.
Yeah, if nothing else, I'll definitely mention eBay Radio, and I'll give out Griff's email.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
Okay,
thanks
you
again,
too, Tom. Our phone number is 888-RADIO 30, 888-723-4630. We're going to be taking a break here for the top of the hour break. Hope you'll stay with us and give us a call at 888-RADIO 30 or, you know, click on that contact us button and send us email while we're on the air.
Yes, please.
Okay, and we do our best to get to it if we can. So, Griff, what's on your plate for this weekend?
I don't know because it kind of messed up, and now it's been. I know on Sunday we have a, our friend George died a year ago this month, so we have a memorial little thing we're doing with.
Oh, you were going to go to Hawaii, but you're not.
No, we didn't go to Hawaii, but we'll do something else. There's a memorial tree planted, and the three of us will go somewhere. But yeah, there's not much plans. Dialysis on Saturday, and yesterday we had our first evaluation for hand controls for Howie.
Oh, how did that go?
He was in a panic because I said, "You're going to have to get into a Prius, but don't think about it." And of course, he was like worried sick. And this occupational therapist he kind of talked him into the car. It was fun to watch.
You mean the
Prius? He got in. It was no problem.
Well, the Prius belongs to
the occupational therapist, and it has hand controls. And then in the driveway of where his office was, the parking lot, he instructed him how to use them. It's a whole muscle memory thing. It's fascinating.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Our lines are open, so call us now at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.